started dancing, and I was like, oh, like this guy, whatever. I always called him Joe Biden because he looks like Joe Biden, but like his, but like a better, healthier
twist.
Version.
It was.
And he was like,
oh, wait, is it Hunter?
Is it Beaker?
He didn't smoke crack.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week. Just a quick announcement before this week's episode. Our 3-year anniversary is coming up, and we have something big we will be dropping July 29th. We'd love for you, our amazing audience, to get involved. Share your favorite episodes, thoughts on the topics we discuss, questions, and anything else you'd like to submit as we prepare for our 3-year anniversary. This is a huge achievement, and we want to hear from the people who make this show possible. Email twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Thank you for coming each week, and remember to like, subscribe, and share with a friend. Now, let's get into this week's debauchery.
Welcome back to the show. This is a totally wholesome, not dirty podcast. I'm Molly Stewart. This is Laura Contreras. And joining us today is the beautiful, illustrious podcast host of her own, as well as adult star, August Sky.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And the round of applause.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I know. What I tell you, it's my favorite sound. I just want to sit there and be like, yes. Thank you.
Let's take a moment.
What if we came right now?
Oh, you didn't? You didn't?
Well, a little bit, but it won't be rude.
I feel like if I had that sound machine in my house, depression would be, what is depression?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be wearing gowns every day, just like walking around like this.
Vacuuming in your Louboutins.
Yuck, vacuuming. And like, oh, I got a round of applause for that.
Thank you. You're too kind. You're too kind.
That's so funny because it reminds me of last week when we were talking about that Laura's dad taught her, like when she gets catcalled or something, to like just do like a little thank you, like a wave, like to acknowledge. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting, because I was always like, yeah, yeah, like throwing my middle finger up at him to like start
a
fight.
That's why we're best friends.
Like we're different people.
That's why we're best friends. It's you just gotta have to have the opposite. Opposites attract.
Yeah.
You know, yin yang.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bert and Ernie.
What's your kind of vibe with that? With like a honk and a whistle and all that kind of stuff?
It kind of depends on my mood. There's like some days where I'm like, okay, whatever. And then there's like other days, like I went to the store the other day and this guy was like, hey, 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 beautiful, hey, hey,
oh,
how are you
God.
Doing today, gorgeous? And I just kept like beelining. He's like, I know you hear me. And I just started talking in a different language. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you don't speak English. And I feel like it was just like one of those things, so I just act like I don't speak it.
I love that.
Or sometimes
so
I'll be like, I'm gay, or like sometimes I'll be like, yeah, like I'm married. And then they'll be like, oh, like do you have a friend, like you're not allowed to have friends? I was like, no, he's kind of like, he like does MMA, so he's really kind of like not it, but like if you
that's hilarious. He's kind of got 2 black belts and he's like 6'4",
yeah.
So
yeah,
no,
we told that guy in Miami that we were gay.
He loved it.
He was for it, though, huh? He wouldn't, like, take no for
he's
an answer.
Still, I feel like Miami is a place where men don't take no for an answer. I've never been so, like, harassed in public by men in daylight. Anywhere. You know what I mean?
I feel like I you know what? There's have you been to a gas station? I mean, they're harassing women.
They do. That's why I don't go to them. I don't go into gas stations anymore. I stand with my car door open next to the gas pump, like half in, half out of the car.
Yeah.
Like I could make my getaway at any moment if I had to. You know, I'm prepay. That's how we go, because you don't make eye contact.
You'll take the hose with you.
I will. I don't give a f-
Sometimes like,
you're not getting me.
You're not getting me. But you can
fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. I am a stupid person. Fool me thrice. I
now
will
we
take
got
away
problems.
The gas.
Now we got problems. But you know what? I think that like, I but here's the thing. thing, though. Tell me not. You could be having, like, every time I go to the gas station, I could be having, like, a fucked up day. You're fighting with somebody, your dude, and, like, there's, like, some fucking homeless dude with, like, nothing else to lose. He has no teeth. He has no home. He has no job. And you are coming out, like, oh, whatever. And it's like, hey, beautiful, you look like, Halle Berry. You're like, I know I don't, because I've been wearing the same pants for 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay, like, yeah. Nothing. And you're kind of like, you know, I'm like...
It's a little bit flattering, because I'm just like...
Because I wasn't going to give you anything, but like, do you want something from the store?
What do you mean?
Do you want like a drink or something?
Yeah.
Protein cookie?
Yeah. One time... Oatmeal? I feel like one time, me and my bestie, we were outside of 7-Eleven, because like, that's 24 hours, and she's crazy, so we were getting off of work, and we like, we dance battled a crackhead outside of 7-Eleven.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Did you win?
It was great. It was like 3 a.m., and we were out. I don't think any of us won. I think all of us thought we were crackheads. We're like out here, like, you know,
just beakering it.
Just beakering it. See, we were having a great time.
Let's go.
Yeah, I just like to with people, but like in a good way, because obviously, like, it makes their day. And I've come to realize, like, people just want to be seen.
Oh yeah.
And like, even if you with them, it's just better. Like, some attention is better than no attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
You know?
No, for sure.
Because I've heard it all. We've all heard it all. We've all seen it all. We've all done it all. And you're just like, you guys, no isn't good enough. You got to start getting creative.
Yeah. You got to get either like weird with it, like just don't care. Life is short. You know?
Embrace
what I mean?
Your freakness. But so, wave like, it. Wave it high.
But sometimes you can scare away the scary people. Because they don't expect it. Yeah. They expect them to be threatening, but you could like threaten back, or you just start doing like,
yeah,
like you're about
rape,
to just
the rapist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have won't run energy. Away from a man, but I will mug a mugger back. That's what I know. I'll stand my ground with my fists. I don't care. I wear pointy shoes for a reason. That's just sometimes what you gotta do. Put it right up your ass.
Yes. You're doing God's work.
Oh, thank you. I like to think so.
Those cool shoes back in the day, Jeffrey Campbell's with the spikes on the heel, and they were like super platformed and super chunky heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved wearing those. The case I ever got like in trouble, or not in trouble, but like someone tried to attack me, I just take one of those heels and just whack. Mm-hmm. You know I mean? With the spikes on the heel, like you wouldn't just stand a chance.
Maybe that's why women do have so many more different types of accessories and styles than men, because we all have to be able to use a part of our clothing as like an attack weapon, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, a defensive weapon.
Attack!
I feel that. I mean, like, in the same thing, like being in Colorado, like any place that has like a winter, you're always like wearing like these thick layers, and I tend to walk with my hands in my pockets and like layered up like a homeless person. And like, I feel like when you have like your hands in your pockets and like you're kind of like bullying through like walking, they're never gonna bother you, because they don't know what the gonna pull out.
Yeah.
And most times it's because I have like something in between my fingers anyways, like, you know what I mean?
Or just
in
pull case. Out.
Mine is my clit.
Or like pull out. Yeah, my prosthetic penis.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I feel like that's what it is. Yeah, it's like basically like that. Or like I said, I've seen girls, the girls in this girl in New York said that like at nighttime, like she just walks like she's like by herself, so like no one walks with her or like comes up on her. She's like, she acts like one of them, so then people think that she's one of them.
That's smart.
That's genius. Like,
that's really smart.
Isn't that, don't you think that's kind of sad that like women, we have to come up with ways just in case something
happens?
It's genius.
It's not sad. It's genius.
But I think it's sad that it's genius, but also like the fact that I don't think men think about how many ways like we have to think about protecting ourselves.
It's 2024. You know what I mean? We have to, and it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, like there was a guy walking around in LA just punching people in the face, and then like all these women, like they reported it, and then no one believed them until like someone caught it on video, and then it's like, you guys wouldn't believe me, but or like, what did you do? But it was like literally this man was just walking up and punching women in the face.
That's cool. There was a guy here in Vegas, you see, where he was like eating some dude's eyeball.
Yes.
Outside of like a convenience
store. Downtown or something? Really fucked.
Like, cannibal.
Cannibal straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
What kind of PCP he was on. Because I'm just like, it just
Beaker?
Seems like...
He was doing bath salts.
Yes, he was.
That was, it was not because someone in Florida did that. There was a Florida dude who did that. He ate this dude's face off because he was snorting bath salts.
Also, if you've ever gone to like downtown, there's a neon museum where they have all the old school neon signs that used to like exist on all the casinos back in the day. So you could walk around this like museum, technically outdoors, with all the cool old signs. Well, if you walk around that whole area around that, like it's all the like homeless people, like the tent city they call it. So like all those people that are living in that area are all like on the same drug that makes them all look like they're freaking out of their mind. Whatever it is, bath salts or PCP or crack, I don't know, but like they're all over there. Like I'm telling you, I saw this one lady who was just rocking back and forth, like foaming at the mouth, looking nuts. Oh, and then like also like a few people around the corner doing the same kind of thing, and they're just not well. And I'm like, what drug are they all getting? Or what chemicals are they getting sold and like saying that it's drugs? Because they all looked nuts. And I just remember like walking back to my car going like, this is really sketch. I don't think I'll ever come back here again. Yeah. And no offense, because that's like a really cool place to like go see all the like vintage signs that hung around Vegas like back in the day. But like that area is sketch. Be careful.
Yeah. I don't
protect
like to
yourself.
It was like even before I was telling her, I was like, I should start like doing things by myself more. And then like the couple times that I've gone out and I'm just like,
no, don't go alone.
I don't trust people anywhere. There's always like some weird shit going on, like someone doesn't know how to drive and almost causing a collision, or I'll try to like go out and just get a coffee and like someone has to say something fucked up and gross, and I'm just like, where do you find the audacity to behave like this to strangers?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so little regard for anyone else.
When you could easily stay home and get that coffee delivered to you in the safeness of your own space.
Learn how to make it your damn self.
I think like when people do say things like that, it's because the worst thing that you're going to tell them is no. You know what I mean? Like, they've made it up in their mind of, like, I'm going to say it regardless. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, what is she going to do? Just, like, tell me now. Like, cool.
Yeah, and that kind of shit is just, like, it's the thing of, it seems like so many people are so very selfish. And not even, like, oh, I'm looking out for number one. But just, like, not even taking into any sort of consideration anyone else but themselves.
Yeah.
Which makes for such, like, a disheartening society whenever you're forced to be out in it with people that aren't like chill and vibing like this, you know what I mean? Like, and it's hard to find people to even do that with these days, it seems like.
I think social media created that. Mm. I think social media created that like social bubble to where you only live inside your own bubble and your own realm, and you have your own fans and your own audience, and like my world revolves around me, and like people in my bubble think like I'm great and I'm funny and it works in my bubble, but like because I live in that, I don't really live in reality anymore. So like I think that's also like a big sign too, like, oh, like I can do this because I in my world, and it's just like you said, like that selfishness of they don't care, it's just for them. So
Damn. I think that's true.
It's true.
Because when you really like, think about it,
mind blown.
Because when I think about
good.
It,
I'm like, yeah.
And there aren't like a lot of repercussions for things either. And I try to think about it like that because I think we were having this conversation of like not understanding like why people who are in our same line of work create drama between each other and try to like compete that way instead of like helping and building each other up. And I've always kind of thought of that whole realm of like, well, the world does technically revolve around you because if you die, like whatever. So there are things that are relative to you. But I also think of it in the reverse of Laura's world revolves around her. I happen to be orbiting within that. Mm-hmm. So I want to do things to other people's orbits that are positive because I think that that's...
Adding to the orbit makes it a better, like...
Yeah, and not like a universe, right? Yeah. You like, want a universe. You don't want just like a single planet.
Otherwise, you're just Pluto.
That's what I was going to say.
Or Uranus.
Uranus,
Well, Uranus is still part of the solar system.
They said fuck Pluto. We love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did say fuck Pluto. They were like, boot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because some people are acting like Pluto, like, I'm a fucking planet. I don't need anybody.
Fuck with Pluto.
That used to be my favorite planet too.
It was.
And my favorite Disney character. Yeah. It was so cute.
It's so cute. Yeah.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kauai Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kauai Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kauai Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
But it's like people don't consider the other orbits. And like some people do, like obviously, you know, but I just think feel like I've noticed it more and more. And I think maybe it's just because I don't feel connected to the social media realm as much. So then like you're making the observations and you see it and you see it. And I'm just like, there's so much just like consumerism that I don't really understand that just doesn't make a lot of things feel tangible and real.
It's not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
overall, I feel like it's all just...
Cause like we
eat, what you make it.
Yeah, it is like really weird and like, because you like you'll watch like a social media skit and you're like, you guys are reacting instead of like going out and doing real life. You react. You are recreating real life. Do you know what
for
I mean?
For other people to see.
For other people to see. But you're only. But then like the same. Like when people redo the same audio clip or they do the same thing over and over, but it's just like this person did it. I did the same thing, but I'm going to do it in like hopes that I'm going to get a different reaction out of something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, it's like what is insanity? What's the definition of sanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Expecting different results.
But yeah, expecting different results. And I feel like we're like in a world of insanity right now.
No, yeah.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? Straight like, you're just like walking around. I'm like, this can't be real. You guys are fucking with me.
No,
am
seriously.
Am I being punked?
Like, Ashton Kutcher, come out.
Yes.
Daddy, we
I love
you.
Saying that.
Exactly.
That's like the best.
Doesn't it feel like you're like, this is like, you guys
this
are kidding.
This isn't real.
This doesn't feel real. I feel like my Sims character is like walking into a wall.
Yes, the corner.
Yeah. It's like it doesn't feel real. And I feel like I'm not aging somehow, but like also like.
Can we talk about this? Okay, before this all happened, we had conversations about our bodies being like frozen, preserved because of all the shit food we probably consumed growing up.
It's all that
you know?
Trash food. That's
McDonald's.
The stuff. Lunchables.
I mean, I don't talk shit about McDonald's, but you know what? I ate a lot of it and I'm probably not well today.
Well, you are, actually. Look at you. 38. Who would have thought it?
Well, that's what I kind of think. I think we were like the last generation of like happy. And I feel like we're like the last generation to get like a lot of just like real life. Like we saw the start of the internet. We saw the start of social media.
Yeah.
We were like, but then
chat
again,
rooms.
Chat rooms.
But we also played outside when we were kids and had like bullies and social situations actual bullies instead of like cyberbullying stuff. And I'm not saying that that's not a problem or whatever, but is it bullying builds fucking character? Your character is built in the face of adversity. And if you don't have any adversity, I've said it before, you're probably pretty fucking boring. And it's no offense to you. You had a great life and people loved you. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you're probably not very funny. So
and I could beat you up.
I can beat you up with my words.
Hey!
That's what it is. Like, I don't have to put hands on you. It's like sometimes like I'll say things and I'm like sarcastic about and I forget to laugh and people are like that really just kind of like hurt my feelings and I just like really don't think you should be. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
When people don't understand sarcasm, it makes me feel like I will never want to have sex again. Like I'll never be horny again because I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's one of the things of like, oh, you don't get it. Like you don't have any awareness of the situation and your first thought is to like be offended by something or that me, a person that you know, is being intentionally like harmful to you. When has that ever happened? And now you're going to choose to like be
no.
I can't. I'm like, now I want to offend you.
Yes. You asked for it.
Oh, you
thought that was bad.
Yes.
I got more.
Yes.
Wait till I actually tell you the truth about yourself.
That was
you
the
thought
first...
me being funny was crazy. Wait till I'm like, nah, this ain't funny anymore, bro. We're going in.
Wait till I show you the mirror.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to like what you see.
You thought I was going to
I've been holding back.
Yeah. Oh man!
But yeah, all the shit food, all the preservatives we probably intaked. Oh, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
Dollar store food. Going to the dollar store when you were young and like struggling, you know, to like make ends meet, or like eating spaghetti every night or Top Ramen. Like it was so exciting.
Spaghetti was a luxury.
Yeah.
Like
oh no, I mastered the art of $7 spaghetti.
Yeah.
I would make $7 spaghetti. I'm like, okay, it's 99 cents for the noodles. I can get like 2 cans of tomato paste. And then I got all the seasonings at home. And then I'll get like a thing of ground turkey. Like that.
Yes, for the meatballs. For get the meatballs.
I'm like, I got all the seasonings. I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and make this shit fucking fire.
And all it was the Parmesan and like flakes from the pizza.
All the flaky cheese.
Yeah, so you have the packets. Buy it. You have like the packets.
Stuff, right?
Did you guys ever, were you ever in a position of taking toilet paper from a public restroom because there's like just some rolls out and you're like, well, I think this is for everyone to use and take, and I need a lot.
When I used to wait tables, I used to work at hotels, and I'm like, okay, when I worked at the hotel, I was like, fuck yeah, dude, I stole like shower curtains and shit. I would take like fresh bed linens. I had a key to like the back closet, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna take this shit. Toilet paper, let's go. Like,
I would take the really nice napkins that look like they're fake, or real napkins, but they were fake, you know, like in the bathrooms when they were like a bougie like hotel or something. I'd be like, I'm gonna take a stack of these and put them in my car, you know, you never know when you get like a tissue or a nice like thick napkin. But like,
I remember I had like a drawer of just like hotel soaps.
Yeah,
like it's the weird like scarcity mentality, because like I was never gonna use these soaps. Like, I did, like, a few times, but, like, it starts to pile up to a point that you're like, I have a lot of conditioner, shampoo, body wash, and bar soaps.
Yes, like, I would do that, too.
Just in case.
Or the little travel toothbrush that's, like, shitty toothbrush.
But yeah, it's like it's all shitty toothpaste.
Yeah. So, there's one in my makeup kit at all times that if anyone needs, like, an emergency toothbrush, you never know. Perfect. It's, like, always there.
I do love that. Yeah, no, I know all of it's like really shitty stuff too. You're like, no, it's only gonna dry my skin out worse.
Yeah, because it's like plastic. It's like, and it barely foams up.
When you use that preserve,
you use that
that's
soap.
A part of the preservation process.
Because you know that you'd have it and it would soap up, right? And then you rinse it off, and you're like, wait, you like is my skin peeling off?
It's like hot. Your hands are like this. Like,
it's paraffin.
We're just covered in like a paste. That's why we have an age.
It's like, let me use some of the lotion. And it's like, the lotion's even worse because it's a water-based lotion. And it's just like, it just dries you out even more.
Yeah. It dries you out more.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like lemon-scented trash.
It's Pine Salt.
Yeah, it's Pine Salt.
In cream form.
Preservatives. This is why millennials don't age.
Beaker!
Here's a beaker. There was none of those like, a farmer's market? Like, no.
You guys need get some local bee pollen. It'll be good for you. No, honey. What? I've been thriving.
I didn't even know what bee pollen was. When I first saw like bee pollen as an option for a smoothie, I was like, bee pollen?
Why are we robbing bees for shit at this point? Like, what did they do? Like, and it's like, dude, like, we're just going to go out here and like, you guys wonder why bees are like going extinct anyway.
We're taking
like,
all their pollen. Bees.
Yeah, fuck them bees. We need the pollen for our allergies and our $20 smoothies. Like, who is it?
Like, you even think they're putting in enough? It's like, how do you even know they're putting bee pollen in it? Like, how do you even know? Maybe they're like, one scoop for you, one scoop for me, one scoop.
Or like they're pretending to scoop, they're not going all the way down, and they're like, one scoop for you, one scoop for me.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, fuck you, dude, fuck
like,
you.
Now, like that culture is over. Like now, excuse me, I don't know. People get offended by the word.
I say it all the time. I'm sorry. I am too.
I am high functioning. I'm a high functioning.
On a good day.
That's a great day. You know? But now that I live in LA, like, nothing makes... I'm like, you guys are really thinking, like, this is, like, a thing. Like, Erewhon. So, Erewhon, the fucking place where I'm like, it's $30 for a bag of ice. I remember I was on Sundays. I was like, I get into Erewhon. I was like, I would never... I was like, how fucking stupid do you have to be to spend this? I was like, what's the purpose? I was like, are these, like, you're not going to the cow and milking it yourself to pay $20 for a gallon of milk? And, like, everyone got so quiet after I got done, like, going on my Erewhon rant. And I'm like, you guys are just... Like, people just do it because it's just, like, a status thing.
Yeah. It is. And they don't want to admit it, and that's why they get pissed about it.
It's like Lululemon, you know what I mean? Like that kind of like, oh, it's a status. My leggings are Lululemon.
And my
Erewhon.
You know? Like, and like, okay. I got the Bella Hadid smoothie for $27.
Wow.
And
you're like, do you look like her now?
Yeah.
No. It's like the placebo effect for people who are just want a front. It's just like wearing all the brands. I have to have Gucci. I've got to have this. The cleft
Van Cleef.
Yep.
Can we?
I was thinking cleft lip, and I'm like, that's
that was too.
I'm sorry.
Kind of the same thing.
It is basically. Because here it's like costume. I hate costume esque jewelry unless I'm wearing a costume, and like that's what it looks like. It's like overpriced costume jewelry. And the reason I went on a rant about this last night because I'm like, people buy it, and it's just because it's like a status. Like it's not even pretty. Like you can buy a fake one, and it still looks the same. And like if you can buy anything fake for the price of $15 compared to $5,000.
Exactly.
Why? And people are going to think it's fake anyways. And I have very wealthy, like, I have very wealthy friends who, like, they're very, very wealthy and they won't even buy real Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
They're like, why would I buy real Louis Vuitton for? They're like, we have, like, there's, like, some brands that, like, and most of the brands that they do buy are not these, like, mainstream Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada. They're buying,
it's like ones you haven't heard of yet. And then when people have heard of them, they're not buying them anymore.
Right. And like, they go to certain places for specific things, but they're like, why? They're like, we'll buy a knockoff and, like, it just, and it's perfectly fine. Or people are, like, getting set up now. Like, I'm going to, like, if I see you at the Beverly Hills Mall and I saw that you went to go to the Chanel store and I saw that you bought this stuff, I'm going to follow you back to your house and rob you and take your stuff. Yes. Like people get robbed, like they get like robbed outside of the mall. Like we're gonna take your Rolex. Yep. Now we know where
they're
you live.
Scouting.
Yeah,
that's
you're just
crazy.
Like setting yourself up for failure. And it's like, dude, if I'll just give you my shit because it cost me $20 off Shein, even though you think it's real. It's like, you guys are just buying into these brands, and all you're doing is giving them more advertisement for their brand. Like you're not getting anything out of it.
You're literally
paying them to advertise for them.
It's like Birkin. Like you know you can't just buy a Birkin bag. You have to be invited to buy a Birkin. So you have to spend X amount of money at their store before they even put you even think about putting you on the list to get a Birkin bag.
Yes. Rolex too is very similar. So like I have friends that work at the boutiques here on the strip and they said that they actually have a screening process and an application, and they will credit check and background check you and will like decline a sale to someone for a $30,000 watch even if they could easily buy it cash. They'll turn it down. So like they'll literally like the store or they call it the store director will be like, okay, so who's your client to the salesperson? Then the person goes, well, my client is this and this is who they are and this is their life and this is their money and this is...
Well, are you adopting a kid or buying a watch?
That's
what
it
is.
What the
fuck is going on?
And it's like considered to be like more than just a timepiece. You know, it's more like of like an heirloom. It's like now at this point, it's a status. You have to get it insured, blah, 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 whatever. And it's like to go down to generation. And it's like the lady that runs one of the boutiques out here, the director goes about one of the clients who had cash to just buy it and was like, no, I don't like them. And just said, no, you can't sell that watch.
And here's another.
I don't like them.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's so weird. You know, it's just one of those things that I'm like, I will never be in the realm of understanding of why this kind of stuff just continues. Mm-hmm. I'll never understand that. There's never enough money in the world that I would be like, yes, I understand this. It's so stupid to me.
Well, I think they also try to say, like, it's an asset, right? Like, when you buy this thing, it's like you're buying into, like, a whole lifestyle. But, like, here's another thing. A, most of the, like, mass-produced, like, Louis Vuitton, all that stuff, like, that's not designer. That's just mass-produced. Half of it's not even real leather. Half of it's not real things. It's cheaper overseas. And the people overseas in Italy, and the reason why they wear all the designer stuff is because it's thousands and thousands of dollars cheaper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what they send us to the States, just like every other country, like, Mexico gives us the bottom barrel tequila.
Yeah.
Yep. And they sell it to us as, like, top shelf. They reserve the best for their country. So why would they? So what they're sending us, because someone like broke down like a Louis Vuitton like leather bag, and it's not real leather. I forgot like what the fake, it's not pleather, but it's like a fake replica of leather. And they're like, why would you buy this for, and it's not even real leather? You're paying for the label. It's mass produced. It's not produced. And most times it's probably produced in the same place that a fake one is produced at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The same factory. That's how there's the ones on Canal Street that look so real because they are made in the real factory with the real thing or the real materials, which aren't real. And they're making like leather out of cactus now. Like really like recycled cactus.
I've seen that.
Which That's is cool.
cool. That's cool actually.
It's really cool because look, think about how much cactus there might be that instead of like killing more animals, but like it's legit passing as leather.
Yeah, and I was going to go back, double back on what you said about them like not liking this person. I'm not going to let them buy it. There was this woman who, she was in New York and she wanted to go into Chanel. And like, because she was just like, she was like, just got done working out. She had like no makeup on. Just was like, a, you know, like an older woman. And she goes, I've been shopping with them for like a long time. So like the people at the front door, like let her in. She walked in and like, they didn't want to service her because of how she looked. She goes, all right, fuck you guys. Then she came back the next day, how she normally dresses, and her Chanel tweeted down, like in her like business look. And she literally, she just, I'm just going to walk in and see if they give me the same, like if they disrespect me. She literally walked in, they like gave her good service. And she literally just like walked back out, and like now it's been like this ongoing thing about Chanel. Because she was like, this is what the fuck I'm talking about, like I've been a customer just because like I look like this, and like this is how you're treating your people.
You know? I worked for Chanel for 10 years, and that shit happened.
Well, yeah,
there was that people would judge the client before they could even talk to them. And that's where like I actually was like lucky, because you never judge a book by its cover ever. Sometimes the people that look like they have $0 have the most.
Yeah.
It's fucked up too, because that's how they train for like the luxury brands and stuff like that, is to just like treat people like shit so they feel like they have something to prove and they spend more money. But it's there, if you think about it, it's like the people who are talking down to you, if you did have the ability to afford something like that, you think, you can't afford to shop here, and you're treating me like I'm less than human.
That's what I always think. Like, you work here, because when I was in school for fashion design, you don't get paid. You get paid on commission, basically. You have to build up your clientele for most of the time, right? Like, like you can be like a stylist.
Because when you have, I was to like have a client list,
like and a client list,
like a. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are your peeps.
Yeah.
You're in charge of talking to them all the time like they're your family.
Yeah. And you have to like keep, because like when I have like been to places where people like buy me things at like these designer stores, and it's like, oh, like now I'll get like these emails and stuff like,
or hey, thank you cards.
Yeah. Thank you cards.
Like,
hey, we got you this. We were just thinking about you, August. Like, we got these, you purchased these shoes the last time, and here's like something similar to your style when we did this thing. And like, we'd love to see you back. Come on into the store. Like, let's set up an appointment. Like, let's get this thing together. And it's like, no, like I'm good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's just them going, how much money can I take from you now?
Yeah, because it's a you guys come get back. Paid commission. Yeah,
because
it's like you can't even afford to shop here, so why are you treating me like I'm
a
piece of shit?
Or like, why are you hitting me up every month for more when I just spent this much money? See ya.
Yeah, I'm out.
Deuces, I got what I needed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll come back to you if I need anything else.
Yeah, that's why I get so pissed off, because like I see like the girls who like do the Van Cleef, and it's not, people are like, you're probably just jealous because you don't have one. Like, no, I could buy one if I wanted to, but I'm not going to, because it's like, you guys, it's worn as, like you said, like a status symbol.
Yeah, and that's not a status I want to be associated with, because it's just it's like with everything, how it's like you watch the social media, right? And it feels like you see the same people doing the same shit all the time. Like, I've even had to gotten to the point of like doing just a sound just because you know it's going to go off, and you're like, well, I need some promotion. And it feels like it kills a part of my soul. Every time.
After you finish, you die.
I'm just like, oh.
No, I know what you mean. You're like, I don't want to keep doing the same thing like everyone's doing. So like sometimes, but then it's like, I always end up taking like the harder path because like, I know that I can do it without having to follow it.
And then I'm like, stressed the fuck out. But I'm like, I did something different, you know, like, and then it feels good. But sometimes you just have to do the trends. But it is that thing of like, I don't want to be a part of that because it doesn't feel genuine. And it feels just like, if you have to like, buy things and wear something to get approval from others, those aren't people that I want to be associated with. I don't want you to like judge me based on what I'm wearing. And if you are, that's cool. Good for you. That's your prerogative.
But you're not going to be
one of my homies.
Yeah. Like,
you're not going to be one of me.
Yeah. The one thing that like I think I'm over like being in LA is Van Cleef and G-Wagons. I'm so sorry. Those don't impress me. None of that impresses me. And I feel like it, like that is like another status symbol too. And it's like, none of it. None of it. Everyone has one. You're not doing anything.
It's cookie
different.
Cutter at the same time.
It's
like, okay,
it's like
cool.
When people start to do like the same makeup look or the same types of like filler, and it's like all the faces start to look the same, or the same thing or the same filter on Facetune.
Did you know that they're doing the fox eye surgery?
What?
You know how you could do a fox eye makeup where your eyes are more like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I have seen that.
They're doing surgery for that. It's called the fox eye surgery.
It's like they put threads on the side of your face and they snatch it back.
Really snatched.
Yeah. And you look kind of fucked up for, I don't know how long you look fucked
up for.
Your
eyes will be that way forever.
Yeah.
Right? Or until they dissolve or whatever happens to the threads.
And then
this chick had it and it was like, she had really like more round eyes. And then she got it and it was like.
They're doing the same noses.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah.
They're getting the fox eye and like this like really weird Tinkerbell nose where it's like.
Like the filters.
The button up and it goes and like it points up like this and it goes
ski
down.
Slope.
Like yeah. Like you know what I'm talking about? But it's small and dainty. Mm-hmm. It's like a filter. Yeah. They're basically
like Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
Like yes. Little nose. Yeah.
But like it's like that. And now they have like these like fox eyes. And then like the thick cheek filler and then like the lips.
Cindy Lou Who nose chop.
So
yeah. And then like the big ass veneers.
Yes. The ones that don't fit the mouth.
The one yeah.
Like Love Island that guy.
And like someone thinks that's hot. And I'm like,
I can't.
Those are like straight on dentures though.
Fuckboy Harry Potter is what he looked like.
He was fuckboy Harry Potter.
Disgusting.
Oh my god.
But we also love you.
Oh, it was once he said that he fucked 9 to 15 times. Remember? It was like 15 times a week.
Yeah, up to like 16 times a week, 9 to 16 times.
And he said three times a day he was fucking.
Same person?
Big old buck teeth.
And I was
hairy.
Like, with those teeth, you were not.
No, same person fucking the same person or.
No, he wouldn't. He was like, no, because that was like what the girls asked. Or like, was it with one person, like your girlfriend or something? He was like, well, no, like it just depends. I'm not going to say no.
Ew!
And then it's his teeth. And he's like,
and then they had to like make out, and I feel
he looks like Jim Carrey at the mask.
Yeah, that's
yo. Hold on,
like you know he bumps teeth,
David.
Oh, he's bumping everybody's teeth.
He's bumping teeth.
Like...
He doesn't eat pussy. You know he doesn't eat pussy.
He can't.
So good.
He can't. The teeth get in the way.
He'd be nibbling on the clit, and he'd be like, ah.
I just the whole thought about it when you like, oh, imagine like looking down or like waking up in the morning. He's like a mouth breather. Imagine like you're sober and you roll over and you see those fucking teeth.
No.
Like, oh. You can't, you're blind. Yeah. It's like the sun is coming through the window, you roll over, and it just gleams off.
It's like
teeth.
That guy. You're like, oh, like you really have to start contemplating your life. Like you know he's a club promoter.
Excuse me, girls.
He's so
is
bottle
this
service.
Not him?
That's him. That's
all
him
right,
for sure.
David, put this image up.
Oh my god.
It is like I would be contemplating my life if I brought that. I would hope all my friends ripped me a new one.
Yeah,
they like, practically totally, like, did on the show. So
what's
that was
going
good.
On with you? No, they were like, I like his teeth. I'm like, no,
yeah,
that
they're making fun of him. But I was like a narrator.
Who's a narrator? All the girls were like, oh. But then towards like the second or third episode, all the girls are like, yeah, but he's like really cute, and like they introduce like this new girl, and she's like, oh, he's really hot, and I'm like,
I like his teeth.
I like his teeth because at first,
why? Because Matcher Van Cleef, like the fuck are shiny?
They're ivory colored.
Dude. And I was like, dude, whoever did your shit fucked you up.
She's like, this really matches like my monochromatic theme. Like,
oh yeah, she had the most boring Instagram, but she's dumb as a bag of rocks.
Well, then it all checks.
It all it adds up, right?
It's so
she
fun.
Brings him home to meet dad, and dad has the same teeth.
Oh,
or grandpa.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
It's generational.
They're like, that's the same set I have.
Oh yeah, let's go get
it.
Like,
do you use
on.
Gorilla Glue? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Glue.
Yes. Yes.
Gorilla Glue. You did hear that right. Yeah.
I did.
I'm so happy I have never fucked anyone with dentures, at least that were like that I would know, you know what I mean? I've not knowingly fucked anyone with dentures. I'm happy for that. Like, they could have had them and I just didn't know, but none were as apparent.
I've been a sugar baby, so I'm sure that I have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
but
even
not
gonna
like
lie
that,
about
sure,
that.
Right?
No, like that shit.
And
not
I
like
have
that.
Not, I have not yet. I mean, I mean, not yet, but you know what I mean?
We'll get there.
I wasn't trying to say, like, I'm looking for one, but you know, like...
But you never know. I
mean, nowadays, like, you just don't know. Nowadays, like, you just don't know.
You just don't... Never say never.
I feel like I would be a terrible sugar baby.
It's fun because you're kind of just like, you know what was great about it? It's like, you would just... You could just cause them all the trauma in your life and they liked it.
The sugar daddies?
They want that.
Because, like, they would try, like, the older, like, the more that you do it, the more that you're like, I'm in control of this situation. Okay, fuck this. Okay. So you'd be like, you know what? I'd be sitting down on the couch and, like, CNN would come on and I'm like, you know what? I know this man reminds me of this fucking dude, this sugar daddy. I'm like, you know what? You fucking racist, just piece of shit. You're contributing to the world's problem. Like, he had nothing to do with it. I'm just mad for no reason. He's like, but it's not me. But here's like $3,000. And like, you're just like, every time, like, you're just mad. Like, you guys can be going out. I love seeing sugar babies on dates because like, they're just like sitting there and they're just like disgusted because like, you're not really giving out pussy, right? You're doing everything but giving out pussy until like the...
Hold on, how is the door open?
It's been open. Also, can we hit the camera? We lost main camera, but we're good. And we're back. Word from sponsor.
And we're back. Hosted by Van Cleef.
Oh my
and
god.
And Liquid IV. Shout out.
You know when you see like the really good sunset here in Vegas, yeah, and you're just like, I want to lick it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what it tastes like. You know what I mean? You know what it tastes like. And it tastes like sugar-free rainbow sherbet from Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com.
Yes.
And use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase and experience better hydration today. Because I just ordered some more today. And let me tell you, I don't know what the heck Liquid IV is doing with their rainbow sherbet sugar-free. But let me just tell you, it slaps. Like... just keeps on slapping you in the face and you love it and you're like, yes, more daddy, more, ah, because that's how fucking good it is. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, support the pod, we would appreciate that.
Do it.
But
and your body will thank you.
But yeah, I guess like back to my sugar daddy statement, it's like you're sitting there and like the girls are always just like, you're just sitting there and then they're like, oh, like tell me, you're just like, don't stop, don't touch me. But like they kind of like, it goes back to my theory that men like mean girls, but like mean, and when you're mean and pretty and you're hot, because they know that they're paying for your service.
Yeah.
And it's also like, because you could like, you have to be like either like the real fun, bubbly, just like brain rotted person to like be able to deal with them. And like, because they're just so egotistical to where they're just like, and I'm just so great. And you're just like, yeah, are you? And then like you go back home and then you'd like talk to your friend. You're like, this fucking, like, can you believe this fucking meathead?
Like, oh.
You know what I mean? But like, they either want you to be just completely just like enamored by them, or you guys are, or they want the confrontation. Like they,
I
like
could do
the confrontational
sugar babying, I think. Because except I wouldn't want to fuck them.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
People, that's cool.
You okay? Like at a certain point, like yes, like I, okay. You got it. But like you dodge it.
Not me. People I fuck think, them. I peg them.
Yeah.
Who
they
would
really
like to be
that.
My pegging
they
sugar
like
daddy?
That.
You can't touch me.
No.
I will wear a full latex bodysuit.
Even
with
better.
Gloves. Just me and my prosthetic dick.
They
rail
want
on
that.
You.
Yes.
And then you give me money.
Most of them pay. Most of them want you because A, they can't really perform. B, they're married, so they're paying for you to go home. Or like C, like they have some really big kinky fetish.
I'm down for the kinky fetish one. Send your application to twndpodcast@gmail.com because
please.
I am looking for a sugar baby that I don't have to have sex with.
A sugar daddy.
I mean
you
a daddy.
Do. Like I never
say,
but you're not having as much sex with them
all
as you think.
All these sugar babies come your way.
You know? Yeah. Like you're not having. I think people think because like that's like the chase is like you gotta like, and when you do it, it's not like you're giving them like this you know, this fucking amazing. Sex, like to them it is, because
and to you it's like
you like hop up and down three times and you're like, I came.
Yeah, but you know what, I always tell people I got bamboozled. I had my first sugar daddy, I was 25, and I got bamboozled. This man, I didn't really know anything about the culture because I just started dancing and I was like, oh, like this guy, whatever. I was calling him Joe Biden because he looks like Joe Biden, but like his but like a better, healthier
twist.
Version
it was,
and he was like,
oh, wait, is that Hunter?
Is it Beaker?
He didn't smoke crack. But he was like, so he was tall and he was like, I was like, okay, maybe if I was like, I don't know how white men age, or he could have been any age really, but like he was older, whatever. And like, think like for his age, he was probably good looking if I was like a 50, you know, he took care of himself to like a certain extent.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I played this game with him for like a while because he spent a lot of money. He was very, actually very kind and very nice. And like, he wanted me to own one of his restaurants And I was just like, I don't need that kind of responsibility. So I was like, no, I'm okay, whatever. But then like one day for like,
this is great. I'm loving this.
But I was like, yeah, I was like, no, I'm like, I don't like having attachments. Even plus I was like new, right?
And yeah,
I was
like, and it feels like you're tied to him in that way.
In
then.
That way, right? Yeah. He's like, you know, it'll be restaurant. You. Because this whole thing was like, you don't have to be a dancer anymore. We can just like do this thing. You can like work for me, like, you know, whatever.
You're like, whoa, we're not getting married now. Like,
yeah, exactly. I was like, I know like there's a lot of women who would have taken that up because they're like, they just don't want to do anything anymore. And like, they like, that's their end goal is to like get bought out the game. Okay, I get that. But like, it was Christmas and he's like, oh, like I'm in town, like come over. And like, I knew like he was always like, he bought like this rum, it's called Ronza Coppa rum, which is like this top shelf rum and like all this stuff. And like, I remember he came over and I was like, oh yeah, ha ha ha. And then I had a little bit too much rum. And next thing I know, this man picked me up and was like, power. I was like, I was upset with myself. I was like, I got bamboozled by thinking this old man wasn't going to do anything. And he was just like, enough was enough. And I was just like, but I was like, you know what? I got a first class ticket back home for Christmas.
Biden.
Biden took me a run for my money. Because I was running this man around for at least like 6 months with no pussy being given.
Yeah.
And he took it. 6 months worth of me like trying to be like, ha ha ha, I'm on my period. Ha ha ha, I'm on my period.
I've been on my period for 6 months.
Yeah. And it's like, he's like, oh, come over. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to work. What would he do? He would come to work and still give me really good money. Like he would still tip me, would go and like sit down and like he would just tip me for just like hanging out and like talking to him. Like he'd do like champagne room because he's very like, he's kind of like modest. And also like in the South, like a lot of people are still pretty modest with like what kind of women that they like. And like when they come from an older generation, like a lot of their fantasy was like being in like, they've always had like a thing to be like in an interracial thing, but because of how they were raised, they couldn't have it. So it was like, now they're like backpedaling their on their dreams. Fantasies. And I had two people, like Joe Biden and this other guy was like that too. He was like, I've always loved like black women. He reminded me of like this girl like I went to high school with, and like I just wasn't able to do that in my lifetime because like of just like the generation I was raised and how conservative my family was. So like that was most of them fulfilling their fantasy.
Wow.
But yeah, like I had a lot of guys like that. And yeah, but I will say I got my first class ticket back to Denver.
Yes.
For Christmas. And then I feel like he gave me a nice Christmas allowance. And then on top of that, he gave me more because I did bust it down. He bust me down, honestly. To say like you got busted down by like girls, for the girls who have done sugaring and like you get, I talked to one of my friends about this too. She's like, I've had the same thing where this like really overweight man made me come and he was my sugar daddy.
She's like, my pussy,
my pussy betrayed me.
Yeah, my friend said the same thing and she said, this fatty got me.
Got you.
Because that was her fatty.
Yeah.
She's like, my fatty got me. And I'm like, what?
He got me. And then I'm like, but that was a great Christmas for my, they didn't know. I was like, sorry, mom, that you got to see this. But like, they had a great Christmas.
Sorry,
because I got a great, like, I was like, okay, time to go spoil my family with my great Christmas money that I got bamboozled by
Shame.
Joe Biden.
Such a shame.
No relation.
I get to spend all this good money.
Yeah, when I think about like the times that I've had terrible sex and wasn't compensated for it, it does make me sad. I'm like, man, I was really missing out. Do you know what I mean?
That's like, why I can't do
all the sex back time.
Think about all the sex that I did for my ex. That
way,
yeah. But it's like, what the fuck was I doing that? And just like, oh yeah, use me, I guess, like whatever. And I could have been getting paid like the whole time. It's so annoying.
I think like that's why hookup culture never really worked
hate for
me.
For you.
Yeah, see, hookup, like I'm not a big hookup culture person, and I maybe like I think like because I was in a relationship for like a good chunk of my 20s, and then I turned 25, and then I was like, I just started, but then I became like a sex worker, mm-hmm. So I never really like just the few times like I did kind of hook up with like a coworker or something, okay, but like that was, it just never did anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now it's kind of hard. It was hard because now it's like, now why would I give my body when I can get paid? Because I am not going to try and like teach you to be good in bed. I don't want like subpar sex, and I don't want like
worried about
like,
being untested.
Yeah, like, not being untested. Like there's all these other things. Like it's more risk for me to just go hook up with some normal dude or some normal girl than it would be for me to like get paid and know like we're both looking for, like when it's a client and person relationship, like we're both looking for safety, right? Because you know, unfortunately, like when some men are looking for a service, it's because they're married or because like these certain things. It's like, so I'm not trying to get anything, you're not trying to get anything, there's no attachment here. And plus, like, I can give you the service that you need and I can get compensated. And when people get mad that you get compensated, which bothers me, it's because this person is paying for you to go. They're paying for like, they're paying for your service. I know it's going to be clean, I know I'm not going to get followed, I know you're not going to sock me, I know my wife's not going to find out. So I'm doing that. And you can call it what you want, like, hey, yeah, you're cheating on your wife. That's not my problem. That's his problem.
That's their problem. But some people, they just have that. And that's okay. And they stay, and like wives or whatever are okay with it because it's a sex worker. Because there is no attachment there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're not creating a relationship.
Yeah. It's healthy. I mean, in my eyes, as long as it's like, you know, the fact is, this is somebody who is doing a job. You know what I mean? And it's like their lifestyle. And it's like something that they feel safe in doing with certain people. You're not going to be like, yeah, every client's cool. You know, you're going to judge. You're going to judge who you want to be around, too.
Yeah.
You know, you could say no.
Yeah, of course.
This door is closed. Goodbye.
And I've had enough situations of like not wanting to be fucking who I was fucking anyway. Oh. So I might as well be in sex work where I get paid to have sex with people that I choose to have sex with instead of whatever the fuck else that shit is, because that was what a waste of time my entire 20s was just getting like filled with all these dicks for no reason.
I'm telling you, when you think about it.
And diseases. Dicks and diseases.
Hey, and hey now, what are you saying?
Hey.
Yeah. And then on top of it, you hit it with the like, and then when people get mad that you get paid, but then it's like, I'm still going to get cheated on by the dude that I'm with.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, and then when you become a sex worker and like a stripper, guys will tell you everything. You know that they are easily, you can do, when girls get mad at their man and talk to a stripper and spend money in the strip club, no, be happy.
Be glad.
Be glad. We robbed him. We don't want you. We just took his money.
Be glad that he wasn't hooking up with your friend behind your back.
Yes.
He was going to
or his buddy he's going to like play pool with.
Do you know how many, you know what I mean? Many like bad marriages?
His cue stick and his little cue hole.
And
you
balls.
Know what I mean? Yeah. All the balls.
All the eight balls. You know?
Just gonna go have drinks with Larry. No, you're not.
No, you know.
You're gonna take that cue stick.
Yeah, you drinking with Larry. You're drinking that dick. That's what you're drinking.
Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, can you please tell everyone where they can find you? Because this has been amazing. But I don't want you to be late for your flight or for our show. And we still have things to wrap up.
Yeah. Well, and sorry. We could keep going. I know we could.
Yeah, girl. I could do this for like four more
I know. I'm just like, bring I'm another sorry J in here. Traumatizing you guys.
I am not traumatized. This is amazing.
I'm like, yeah, guys, I got fucked by Joe Biden.
Yes!
Honestly, I feel like he would be the real Joe Biden would be the perfect trick because.
Oh, he would fall asleep, so he just wants to sniff you and go to bed.
He's pulling out money. He's like the kind of guy that walks in a strip club. All the girls are like happy he's there because he's just handing out $100 bills
stacks.
Because no one cares.
Yeah. He's like, one for you, lady, one for you.
Yeah, his eyes are a little unfocused. He's not fully there, but he's just like.
The medicine is kicking in. And if you are the real Joe Biden, please call in 702-900-6446. We have August Sky here, and she would love to hear from you.
I will
as well
rule
as,
your world.
You know, we think you might be a really good sugar daddy.
I will be replacing Kamala Harris. You guys are going to wake up, it's going to be me.
You got your Chanel pantsuit on.
I got my Chanel pantsuit on and my Van Cleef necklace.
Fuck yeah.
Courtesy of Joe Biden.
We're like, goddamn, we lost her to
the
dark
Rolex,
side.
Baby.
Just know that it would just be, I'm doing it like out of just like,
necessity.
No, not even a necessity. Just because I made it. Like, dude, I guess this is like the final form for
sex
workers.
It was a necessary thing for you to do. You're going to like paved the way for everyone else. You did the Look job that had to be Trump. Done.
She's a sugar baby become vice.
Straight up.
Or fucking whatever. First lady. She's a hoochie.
Yeah.
Love it.
Long live the hoochie.
Long live the hoochie. But if you guys want to follow me and my hoochie.
Yes.
Everything is at _August_sky. And sky is spelt with an E. And if you guys want to follow my podcast, it is Hustle Bunny. And yes, I just revamped it. I'm dropping a new season, in the middle of dropping a new season. And I've had the beautiful Molly Stewart on there. We've had Inka Winters. We've had some amazing faces and old faces and new faces. So I would love for you guys to give it a listen and watch.
Please do. Thank you guys for listening and joining us again for another week of all of this. I never know where it's going to go. I never know. And I'm always pleasantly surprised, and even more so today. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW. You can follow Laura
at WhamGlamArtistry.
And join us on Patreon at patreon.com/TWND Podcast for no ads, date early releases, skits, photo sets, Zoom chats, and all of that fun stuff. Thank you for coming, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.